T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.47 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're just moments away from the Money Tracker with Don Grant right Woo-hoo. Here with Steve and Ted. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Huge Memorial Day gathering at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri goes viral in minutes yesterday, drawing the ire of many.
Two.
Much less fanfare than usual, Americans observing Memorial Day yesterday.
One.
Wichita City Hall is back open today. Wichita State reopening its campus as well. Municipal courts will once again reconvene. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic conditions looking fairly good in the Wichita area this morning. And the gasoline prices that we're seeing out there, well, gasoline prices right around $1.64 a gallon, what we're seeing this morning. You might be seeing some showers in places in the Wichita area this morning as well. So watch out for wet roadways. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And as we take a look at that weather forecast as we head into the work week here on this Tuesday, we're looking at a mostly cloudy day with a 40% chance for scattered rain showers this morning. Eventually a high of 72 tonight. Still mostly cloudy, overnight low down to 56. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy once again. High tomorrow, 77. Currently in Wichita, a bit of a gusty north wind. Cloudy sky, it is 60 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 72. Don't forget, the Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio in Delano. What a great place to hang out.
Oh, yeah.
The Monarch. 6:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. I know it was a few days ago, but let's recap you on how the stock market did last Friday.
Stocks traded in the narrowest range in 3 months as investors weighed opposing forces. Hopes for a coronavirus vaccine and states reopening against China's move to impose new national security laws on Hong Kong that would crimp its autonomy and heighten U.S.-China tensions. In the end, the Dow fell 8 points, but the Nasdaq gained 39 and the S&P 500 was 6 points higher. And for the week, all three major averages surging at least 3%. In New York, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
6:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Tuesday morning. And let's check, let's see what's going on with the man who has just graced us with his presence. Don Grant, CFP. Paycheck Protection Payback Disadvantages.
Yeah, I should have just added a P, problems on that.
Yeah, you
tease
could have come
there.
Up with one more and I would have really been...
Yeah.
spritzing all over my microphone.
Well, that's why we have all these clean wipes here. Just in case we accidentally spit on the microphone or something. So, anyway.
Welcome, Don.
Well, thank you, Ted. You know, once we finally get back to this post-pandemic new normal, it's going to be interesting to look back on this whole episode and the government's reaction to it. What worked? What didn't? Congress has unleashed a few trillion dollars to help businesses stay afloat, while many shuttered workers are not working, nor consumers consuming as they do during normal economic times. The PPP, or Paycheck Protection Program, is designed as a forgivable loan to businesses that follow strict guidelines of that loan. The recent IRS notice reveals that there is a cost to getting a forgivable loan. The cost is a denial of deduction for those monies. Well, companies that receive PPP loans that are forgiven will not be able to deduct the wages and other business expenses they paid for using the loan. The IRS wrote in the notice, this treatment prevents a double tax benefit. And the conclusion is consistent with prior guidance of the IRS. The forgiven loans won't be taxed, and since it's a tax-exempt income, business expenses such as wages, rent, and transportation expenditures will not be permitted to be written off. The initial distributions, which are administered by the Small Business Administration, delivers funds to cover 8 weeks of payroll costs. The loans are forgiven if the companies keep their workers employed or if they immediately rehire furloughed employees once businesses get back to a normal pace. Now, I'm giving some tax guidance here, but I would suggest that you talk to your tax specialist, of course, before you make any decisions on things like this. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Well, you look rested and ready after the holiday weekend.
Yeah. Well, I had a very busy weekend working around the house mostly and went into the office for a few hours yesterday. But other than that, how about yourself? Did you have a good time off there?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah? Get anything done?
No. Oh, no. It doesn't matter what the weekend holds. Procrastination.
That works. Yeah. That works. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and then I realize that it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you go, "What happened?"
Yeah.
So,
your hair is very nice. Did you
fluffed it.
Have you had a cut recently? Or?
No, I haven't had a cut.
Okay,
that's probably why.
You just fluffed it up a little bit.
Yeah, I fluffed it up a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. I get out of the shower, I put stuff on it, and then I comb it, and it's done.
All right, let's see. Let's check the birthdays today. Stop me when you have a story about somebody you encountered.
Okay.
I would like to run
this. If not, I'll make something up.
Sportscaster Brent Musburger, 81 today.
No stories.
Stevie Nicks, 72. Singer.
Well, love Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actress Pam Grier, 71.
Okay. Jackie Brown.
Yes, there you
go.
Yeah. One of Steve McIntosh's favorites.
Great actress.
Philip Michael Thomas, 71, Miami Vice.
Yeah. Okay.
Country singer Hank Williams Jr., 71. That one floored me. I can't believe Hank Williams Jr. is 71 already.
I know.
Like, what? Jeannie Francis, 58.
Who's Jeannie
General
Francis?
Hospital.
Okay.
Luke and Laura. Wasn't she Laura?
Oh, okay. Wow. Once Luke left, they lost.
Did you ever work in soap?
Yeah. I did the Bold and the Beautiful, the Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
Capital one was called.
Were those good gigs?
They were good gigs. I never had a long term contract.
Okay.
I had one offered at one time, but it was a move to New York, and it was the pay was good if you did really well and you got endorsements and stuff like that. But it was a step down, kind of, you know, because you had to move to New York for it. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. It's great.
Thanks for stopping by. We'll see
you
tomorrow.
My pleasure.
Sounds good. Always good information from the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted in the Morning every weekday on KNSS. Coming up, big 7 o'clock hour. We'll tell you more about that big party. Maybe that's where you were this weekend, over there at Lake of the Ozarks. You see the video of that?
Oh my goodness. That's astounding.
Yeah, we'll talk about that some more. In the 7 o'clock hour, be sure you're here. KNSS News Time, 6:55.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.